Pain is one of the worst aspects of the human condition that we go through. That's what happens to our spirit. That's what happens to our soul when we're going through a suffering experience in life. If we can transcend through this absolute negative, you can then come out in the positive state. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the diamond in the rough. Now, it sits very happily after what I was just talking about in the previous episode, which was all about kintsugi. Now, kintsugi is all about using gold leaf to repair something broken and make it more beautiful than it was in the first place. So I've talked about gold. So now I'm going to talk about diamonds. Another thing that I like to talk to people about in terms of owning their health is understanding pain. Okay, because pain is one of the worst aspects of the human condition that we go through. And Taoism has a really lovely angle on this, which I really enjoy teaching as part of my Healing Circle subscription, and people really like it. So let's talk about it. We're in Earth School. Here we are. Okay. All of this energy frequency, which is insubstantial, which is kind of like orbiting around, and you've got the seasonal nodes coming up from the Earth above, the Earth below. And here you are. This biological substance. Okay, here you are. You are a biological process who has basically been created into a specific. So, a bit like fingerprints, we're humans. We have fingerprints, but each fingerprint is unique, and yet everyone has them. So that's kind of this kind of concept of the individual state, okay? And despite the fact that we're all unique, I have not yet met anybody in my entire life that hasn't suffered at some point or other, some more than others, some worse than others, although that's a comparable concept. But basically, suffering is part of the human condition, I would say. Do feel free to say if you're one of the people that never has, then please let me know. But in my experience in clinic, and I guess I'm dealing with people suffering, it's my job, is we suffer. So how do we view this? Well, one of the ways that I like to work with the energy frequency is to recognize that the spiritual evolution of the individual is to drive out the darkness, to drive out the shadows, and to become bright, to become light, uncontaminated by anything at all. So consider yourself a piece of carbon, because you kind of are. The body is made up of a vast amount of carbon. So actually, using the carbon metaphor is quite useful, because you indeed are made of loads of carbon. So what happens to carbon then? What happens to it when it becomes a diamond? It gets compressed, basically. I mean, that's really simplified, but to all intents and purposes, that's what's happening. And that's what happens to our spirit. That's what happens to our soul when we're going through a suffering experience in life. We get sort of stretched and compressed. It's like earth forces start to kind of come around you and sort of like this, and they're sort of, for those listening, I've got my hands clasped together and I'm clasping them really tight, because it's this kind of compression of earthly forces. You've got gravitational forces. You are in physical body. You are feeling what these sensations feel like. You are fully sentient. When you're in that kind of spaced out energy zones concept, you don't really feel to the same way. Things feel very different. But when you're in a biological format, you've got sensations and you feel them acutely, and you are likely to feel pain or anger or frustration or worry or fear. Your very survival, your fight or flight, you may well feel that you've got to grip on at all costs. And these feel hard. This is suffering. It's heavy. It's upsetting. It's forcing the body to feel very heavy, and it suffers. Okay, it's excruciating. This is what we go through. But the job of the emotional alchemy that we talk about is to transcend into that darkness and to start allowing itself to kind of ease itself gently. Because remember, light can enter anything at all. If it's empty, it's going to go in there straight away. If it's really compressed, it's going to take a bit longer to get in there, but it will get in there. But the idea is that when you put this compression to something and that you can navigate the compression, you can emerge out like a diamond coming out of the rough. And that's the concept of spiritual alchemy taken all the way through. That if we can transcend through this absolute negative, you can then come out in the positive state. And the positive state is light, which is what happens. Your soul feels lighter, your pain dissipates, and you feel more brilliant. Okay, you feel stronger. You have that kind of diamond-like strength because you've navigated yourself in the correct way through the darkness, through the shadows. So it's really important to use emotional alchemy to the negative experiences that we go through in life. It takes practice. It's not easy. And the deeper the test, the more challenging it becomes. But my recommendation to practice this is to just do it into lightweight things. Okay, for example, always have manners. Manners are a really lightweight way of expressing gratitude and diffusing negative situations. So then I would say diplomacy is another one. So if somebody's rude to you, rather than perhaps being rude back, just practice transcending it and practice being kind in return to see if you can start diffusing and alchemizing fairly commonplace negative situations with kindness and grace, okay, and behaving with courtesy towards other people. Even simple things like if you're watching something on your phone, don't have it on when there's other people around. Or help people if you see them, because often people do, but often people don't. Or say thank you when someone's giving you something. I've witnessed many times people don't seem to have quite as much courtesy as they used to have. And things like that are gentle ways of entering into how to really start to use this energy frequency to get really into the nitty gritty further down the line. But we always start gently. We always start simply, and then we start applying it further and further whilst we get the hang of it. So if you would like any more help on there, please do give me some comments on Instagram or TikTok. You can watch me on YouTube. You can rate and review me if you follow me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.